Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Chardé field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free. Mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
I'm looking to replace it with solid fuel.
Another solid fuel?
Yes. Gas, you see, although the government's giving out grants currently for people to have replacement gas boilers or sometimes for central heating systems, the wording has been kind of, I don't know, some kind of what manipulated towards gas being cheaper. And they make out that over a period of time you will save so much money. Of course, this is reliant upon the pound remaining stable against the foreign owners of the power companies, whatever country's currency they're dealing with, and also there being no inflation. Now, I mean, I don't know about you, Chief, but no inflation?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you look at the expended costs over the last 10 years of the increase of gas and the expended costs of the increase of solid fuel, then the ideology that gas would actually save me money over solid fuel is completely and utterly preposterous. In fact, it would cost me probably about three times the amount to get the same amount of BTUs
per unit. Okay.
So, yeah. I am, of course, totally in agreement with these grants to actually save people money. Of course, as long as they're not being deceived, and it actually costs them more money because that's fraud. And, of course, you know, none of us want to be committing fraud.
Right. Okay. So when you say you've got solid fuel at the moment, what kind of solid fuel do you use?
It's a multi-fueled stove. It burns coal, wood, peat. Pelleted substances.
Right, so...
I use coal or recycled materials.
Yeah. Coal or recycled. So what's up with the one you've got?
Nothing. I haven't got a boiler. You said it was...
No, I mean, what's up with your current system? That's what I mean.
What system? Central heating system?
No. No, what's up with your current... I mean, are you looking to put an additional solid fuel appliance, you know, somewhere, stove, or do you just want this one, what you've got? Is the one you've got okay, or...?
The actual stove is fine, but it doesn't have any water heating or central heating capabilities with it. It's just an individual, freestanding multi-fuel stove.
So do you want a space heating system and a water heating system, or one or the other?
I want a solid fuel. I wouldn't need a space heating system because I've already got one, so it would be a solid fuel
heating. Yeah, solid fuel. So you want the solid fuel for water heating?
For central heating, yes, which would include water, yes.
Ah, central heating is what we call space heating. That's the same. Space heating and central heating are the same thing.
Oh, are they?
In other words, that's the space in your room, in whatever room it is, space heater.
Right, okay. I thought a space heater was
That's another name for another kind of another appliance, but we talk about space heating generally as heating a space, heating a room.
Right.
So you're looking to heat your rooms up, yeah, and you're also looking to heat water up, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
But that wouldn't be through an individual appliance in each room. That would be through a single appliance, which would heat a multitude of rooms simultaneously.
Right, okay, yeah, fine. I mean, are you looking for some kind of... You haven't got radiators, you said, at the moment, have you?
No, I haven't. No.
Are you looking for radiators, and no?
Well, I would put a central heating system.
So that's what I'm saying. Well, some people don't understand that. That's what I just wanted to know what you had in your mind and what ideally you had in your mind of what you wanted.
Well, peace.
Well, what I'll do, I'll have a word with the office, because being honest with you, I normally deal with gas appliances.
Yeah, I've noticed that they keep trying to give us grants to save us money, which actually costs us money over the long term, and then insist that you can have a central heating system as long as it's this central heating system, not a choice of central heating system. Yeah. Seems to be a bit of a conflict of interest. Really.
Yeah. Well, I'll just find out a little bit more, then I'll give you... I mean, have you got a mobile? Or will you be on this number tomorrow, Paul?
The Dark City Radio is your radio. You can ring it whenever you like, yes.
Will you be there? That's what I'm getting at. Well, are you there all day tomorrow? I'm best ringing you on a personal mobile number.
I wouldn't give you my personal mobile number. I don't deal with individuals on a personal level.
So this address, then, that we're talking about, is it a house or is it a business premises?
It's the place where I occupy.
Right, so it's a residential address.
It's the place where I occupy.
I mean, do you live there?
Yes, I am in occupation of the building.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. But I appreciate you not giving me address live on the radio, pal.
Well, I didn't think we were actually talking to the public in the hall.
Oh, yes. You're actually live on the radio. So I said to you, we're starting a live show in a minute, and you kind of went, right, okay, so we started the live show. And I didn't want to interrupt you. You seem quite... I don't know, our viewers would be very interested.
Well, what I'll do, I'll give you a tinkle back tomorrow. I'll have a word with the office and I'll come back to you.
Yeah, it's just that you have rung me quite in late in the evening. I wasn't aware that somebody would be ringing me after.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you were still on from tomorrow, that was all. All right, I'll come back to you tomorrow, that's all.
If you're only offering gas central heating, which I actually found out the day afterwards, then there's no point in you coming if you're not gas central.
Well, that's fair enough. That's what I'm going to find out when I ring you back.
Hairy Muff?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Can you call me Hairy Muff?
Why, Mr. Surveyor? That was lovely.
That could only happen on this radio, Dark City Radio. That's the beauty of this place.
Yeah, excuse me, everybody. I had somebody wanted to sell me, as you heard, some essential heating, some form of something essential eating, which I did have a gentleman come, and I did explain to him repeatedly over and over and over that I didn't actually want gas. He said it was for a heating system, and then told me that radiators weren't included within the system that's heating, and it was actually for a gas boiler. Right, okay. Well, if you want to waste your time, I thought, that's fine by me. So, yeah, and the plot thickens. So it looks like they are going to supply me with a nice new solid fuel system for my house. which is actually for sale if anybody would like to buy it, and with a brand new heating system provided free by the government. Ha! I bet. We'll see. Keep you up to date on Dark City Radio. Anyway, this is supposed to be the Geek Show, which comes right after Nigel and the Pax Monday Show, the brilliant show from Nigel once again. So this is the Geek Show, as I was saying. Today I'm going to talk to you about what used to be called phone freaking. Phone freaking. We used to do it for a bit of fun. Something that came to my attention a while ago while dealing with our friends, the banks, that they tend to try and shift the onus of responsibility and blame. They find it incredibly difficult to actually admit they've made a mistake. And then they put people without any authority, really. I'm not suggesting there is any true real authority, of course, but they put people into this illusionary position of having a minimum amount of authority on a phone line to try and deal with you. So, how do you hack the banks on the telephone? How do you get this to work in your favour? I have got a little bit of a recording. I haven't had a lot of time to edit it and put it together. It's about 23 minutes long, and this has gone. It's been cut down from about 3.5-4 hours of what I would consider negotiations with Lloyds TSB Bank. So, what does it entail? It entails a little bit of knowledge, I suppose insider knowledge. This is not kind of like, you know, secret trading insider knowledge. And I suppose the way I do things, the way I explain things, is to put it into a story or to put it into a format which I can relate to. And that normally is through my own personal experience. So what happened was, recently we had some money in bitcoins. We exchanged the money from bitcoins, and we've been experimenting with this for a while. We've been fortunate. The universe is looking after Dark City Radio after the initial donations. We transferred some bitcoins from cash. We had £300 in sterling from our account, bitcoin account, over to my bank. And they charged me about 10% for doing this. It's a little bit naughty, really, you know. I'm paying into the account, not out of the way. We all know the banks. You sniff near them and it costs you money. So, you know, I thought nothing of it. Carrying on. Anyway, we got this money and I went to buy the components for the server. This is why we brought it for the new Dark City server. Because, you know, we're a fledgling station. A poor northern fledgling station. And it takes us the time to get the finance together. So, we get this money. And the server cost us £210. And we bought it from two separate suppliers. One of these suppliers being a local supplier. And to save some time, I rang them up. Over the internet, I made the order and paid for it on my debit card. And once I paid for it, there was kind of more information became apparent. Now, this information was there beforehand, but it was quite small. And it kind of got very large. And it said that I needed my birth certificate, my driving license, my passport, two current bills for my house, my mother's maiden name, my grandma's wedding ring, and my dead uncle Fester's toenail clippings, and I had to turn up in person with the card to collect the goods. This is ridiculous. So I rang them up. I said, this is ridiculous. I don't want to collect the goods. I want somebody else to collect the goods. I said, you can't do that. It has to be the account holder. So what's the point? If the account holders come into the store already to pick up the goods, can't they just pay for them when they arrive? It went quiet. Just went quiet. Why couldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you be able to pay for the goods when you arrive in the store? What's the... Oh, you can. I said, right. Well, I don't want to come. I want somebody else to do it. Well, you can't do it then. I said, it's okay. Cancelled the order. I'll send my associate down with the cash. They told me they were going to cancel it. That's fine. Cancelled. Of course, they didn't cancel it. Well, you know, look at what are you calling it? Bob. You know, I'm not as green as I am cabbage looking. So I waited, you see, I got confirmation of the order, but I didn't get a cancellation. I got cancellation. So I rung the bank. Hello. Hello there. I haven't received any cancellation notice. Oh, yes, we've definitely cancelled it. Guarantee it's been cancelled. Well, can I have an email? Oh, we've definitely cancelled it. I said, well, can I have an email? Yeah, but we'd cancelled it. I said, I know you keep telling me, but can I have an email? And yes, we'll send you an email. When will this email arrive? This afternoon. As soon as he comes back off his dinner. Okay, then. Fine. Never received the email. About 2:30 that afternoon, I contacted my bank and I said, look, I'm a bit suspicious now. You're telling me this and they're not doing it. Why is it not happening? I'm suspicious. Don't worry, he said, Mr. Aiden. Don't you worry about it, Mr. Aiden. Mr. I said, look, it's Paul. Call me Paul. It's okay. Don't worry. Reassure me that they've launched a probe into the galaxy of my account, and all things will be safe, and that the money hasn't gone out of my account. And if they try and claim it, then they will not allow them to take that money out of my account. The amount is £135. Not a great deal of money, I grant you. And it was for the other components, everything but the motherboard and processors. So, yes, I'm quite happy with this. They've told me, give me their assurance that the money will not go out of my account. That's fine. I go then and draw cash and give it to my colleague, the automated robo-hippie, and he is dispatched into the outer regions of Manchester, where he procures computadorium parts. And then we are just waiting for the motherboard and the processor to arrive. And then I go and look at my bank account. Lo and behold, they've took out the £135. So I ring up the bank. You know, the like. Blah, 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 blah. I do believe that's gone up on YouTube today. I'm not able to access YouTube at the moment because the devil knows I know about them now, and I can't go near YouTube. The devil reacts against me in a most strange kind of way and turns the screen green. So I do believe it's gone up on YouTube. Once I can get YouTube, I will comment on it. You see, the hacking of the bank, this is what I want to get to. I've kind of filled in what's happened now. They've made a banking error. Nothing to do with me, it's down to them. They made a banking error. Oh, is that Callie? Give us 1 minute, Callie, and I'll get you. Give us 1 second, I don't want to lose my drift. So, what's actually happened is, they made a banking error. Simple. They don't want to admit it. They never like admitting it, okay? So, you ring them up, you tell them, they put you through to fraud. They put me through to fraud. Oh, it's fraud, because it is fraud. You know, that's what's actually happened. They've told me they're going to cancel it. They've said there's going to be no payment taken from the account. And then they took that payment without my authority. That's fraud. But it comes a dispute, you see. When the bank does it, it becomes a dispute. Simple. They take money out of my account, put it into somebody else's account. It's disputed for between 7 and 10 days. It takes, and then they give you the money back. But, of course, they've had your money for that period of time. It's not in your account, it's in their account, and taken out. So, £135 light. I get on and I speak to them, and the nice, really nice lady, actually, I've spoken to her before, I ended up speaking to the same lady, really cool, understood the situation. She immediately tells me it's fraud. And we go through, and it's fraud. Oh, it's not fraud. Why is it not fraud? Because you give them the details. I know I give them the details, but they're still the money without my knowledge. You know, it's not fraud. Well, it is fraud. And we go round in a circle. We're going to give you £10 for your trouble. Excuse me? I'm going to give you £10 for no trouble. I said, well, listen, we'll get into the negotiation of my costs and expenses once we've sorted out what you're going to do about it. Level one, how much did the phone call cost you? And is it your fault? Well, I'm unable to tell them the cost of my phone call because I'm using, let me see if I can quote myself correctly, the Neon Pulse Space Acceleration development platform for communication, and the average cost is £41.23. That's point one. What it's cost you to give them the information that you'd already given them. It's important. Now, there's levels that they can give you. I pointed this out earlier, that they've got this perceived authority, you see, and it really is like just playing a computer game. At level one, UK, is 20 and 50. Pounds. You'll find that sometimes they'll pay you £20 for the call and £20 for your inconvenience. It depends how you're inconvenient. Now, you see, my inconvenience was sheerly upon time because I was doing it in the name of comedy. That was my reason. And I've made it quite clear on the recordings that I am doing this in the name. I'm recording this for the name of comedies. And because it was. They're funny, you know, they're funny people. And you can have a laugh with them if you get it right. Yeah. So why not? Why not have an enjoyable interaction if you can? So, level one, £15, and so forth. And now that £15, excuse me, it sounds like I'm jumping about there, but £15 on one sense is because I'm dealing with an Indian call centre. Okay? Indian call centre. What I've got to do now is move backwards. Okay? I know we all want to stay on the phone to the call centre and blah, 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 but it doesn't matter. Okay? You know what it's like. Virtually impossible to get anywhere. You've all done it. Don't get upset. Have a joke with them. Ask them about the weather. Doesn't really matter. Okay? And then go back. Start the process again. Ring up and tell them you're not getting anywhere. You've hung up about a banking error. The error that they've already told you about. And it's not right. And before you go any further with it, you want to know that you're going to get paid for your expenses, your telephone call. Now, don't tell them you're ringing from a landline or a telephone ring. Tell them you're ringing from the Galactic Space Center 9PT experimental communication device. I can't tell you how much it's going to cost. Its annual running costs are about 12 trillion. And they'll say, oh, we can't go that high. And you joke and say, oh, no, yes, of course. Of course you can't go that high. I know that. And they'll come back with their maximum offer. It's in the UK currently on a UK station. It's £50 for the call. If you know more, please let me know. In my next negotiation, I will negotiate higher with them. Now, I do suspect it's also £50 for compensation and for your time that you've spent on the phone and messing around. They tend to want to give you more for the call than the compensation, which really it should be completely the other way around. Possibly 10 times. Look, yeah. So, level one. I've received £10, which is increased to £15, which is the maximum they give me. Takes me a while then to actually end up back at without being disconnected. This is the freak. This is the fun bit. This is why it's just funny. Because, of course, you're not paying for your call. You've spent £6.50 on a month's of Skype credit where you can ring any landline. As far as they're concerned, you're ringing an 0845 number, a local rate, as a minimum. And you explain to them that you're not using that, using a private exchange, and it's chargeable at £1.30 a minute. Technically, you can get, £1.50 a minute. So technically, you can get £90 an hour for the phone call. And of course, they won't want to stay on that long once they realise that's what the charge is. I know you think this is nuts. But today on the phone, I went 10, 15, 20, 50, 70. And currently my negotiations for inconvenience and time spent on the telephone currently stands at £85. That's £70 from the UK side and £15 from the Indian side. Now just let me cash you back. This was for £135. £135 that they took out of my bank. Which they're going to pay me back. So they've now paid me £85 because I lent them £135 for approximately between 7 and 10 days. I've lent them the money and they've paid me for lending it. Me. Well, they haven't paid me, of course, Lloyd's TSB. Kindly today, and bought for the first 6 months of Dark City Radio stream. So to me, that's phone freaky. I've got on the telephone. I knew they were going to try and give me £10 or £15. And Lee over in Spain, who's not there at the moment, he witnessed quite a lot of it, as did Roberick earlier on. And we moved into the negotiation period with the bank on the telephone, where I refuse to give them any more information until they have actually negotiated with me on a settlement for my inconvenience, which I started at £1 billion UK pounds. Of course, they thought this was very funny, and so did I, but every time they tried to knock me down, you see, so I said £1 billion, and they said £10. I mean, 10? Ridiculous. Give me £2 billion. That's insulting. I am a sentient, conscious being, And therefore, I am perfect. You know, I am perfection in living form, and I am priceless. So to actually pay me £2 billion for my to spend time in my presence is extraordinary cheap. You're getting a brilliant deal at £2 billion to speak to me on the telephone, be in the presence of perfection. I'm priceless. Of course, they think, oh, they've got a crackpot, a lunatic on the phone. Of course, I said, well, I'll make it $3 billion then. $3 billion? Why would you? We can't give you $3 billion. I said, well, don't give me $3 billion. Just create for me while I'm on the phone. Now, what do you call it? Now, we call it fraud. Now, can I remember what it was called? They call it, oh, and it slips my mind, this word. They call it an error. It's, it'll come back to me. They've got a real specific word for it. Well, yeah, create me one of them. You know what you're doing with me now, right? So you're not going to really take the money. I'll put the money back. But put me £3 billion into my bank account. Now, I ain't going to touch it, because right, it's not going to really be there. I'm an honourable man. I won't touch it, I promise. And then what I'd like you to do is raise a £9 billion loan against me, £3 billion I've got in that account. I'd like you then to place that in your bank. Don't move it. Give me the interest off it over the next 10 days. And they hung up the phone. I've now been successful. So I ring them back and said, look, I've spent 2 hours on the phone now. This is ridiculous. Suddenly, ching, ching, £20. Ching, ching, £50. Okay. You can see I've got a genuine complaint. I've got a genuine complaint. I've gone on to the bank. Now try this one, brothers and sisters. Free on me from the Dark City Radio. Ring up your bank with not a genuine complaint. Ring up your bank and say, excuse me, I feel like there's been a misplacement of money on my account, please. Can I speak to somebody? I'll put you through. What seems to be the problem? Yes, I've got a payment here of £16.25. I'm sure it should be £25.26. They'll mess you around. They muck you around. That's all they know how to do. They'll send you from pillar to post. You can't get anywhere. You don't do anything. Hang up the phone. Ring back. Make a complaint about the complaint. I only rang up to try and get some information on my account. Gospel truth. You're not lying. You're not cheating. I don't believe in lying and cheating. But I tell you what I do and all. You've got to bring these people to bear. And no action will not do it. Okay? Have you got it now? So you ring up the bank and you ask them for information on your account. You know what they're like. Give me this. Give me that. Give me the other. You give it them 15 times, right? It's just pointless. I only want to know if it's £15.22 or it's £20.15. What's the problem? Now ring back and complain. Just ring back and complain about the amount of time it took you to do something which is completely simple that you can achieve on the internet in a matter of seconds. In a matter of seconds. They're incompetent in their actions. As soon as they start to say to you, oh, I'm terribly sorry, there's your key. There's the key. Level 2 is just opened. Admission of guilt. They're sorry. Oh, I do apologise. They always apologise to the person who's been on the phone before you. As long as the person on the phone before you came from an English call centre rather than an Indian call centre. Because it's not me, remember. I don't judge these people. They do. Because in India, £15 is what they're earning for the day. In England, 70 quid an hour. That's the difference. And that's all I did. I moved from the Indian call centre to the English call centre. To the English call centre. To the Indian call centre. To the English call centre. To the English call centre. And each time I did it, gained £15. And that's how you do it. That's as simple as that. I suggest you give it a go. I really do. I really do give it a go. And if it doesn't work, get on to Dark City Radio. Okay. And we won't go on air live with it because we don't want to give out your details, you know, live on air, like mine have all been given out by now. So yeah. I don't want to give out your details, but get on to Dark City Radio during the day. This happened to you, right? And I'll get on the phone, you can give all your details and I'll go through it with them. And I will guarantee right, 15 quid, all right, 10 quid, I'll guarantee 10, right, for every single bank that I ring up, regardless of what they've done, it doesn't matter now, I've done this loads of times, right, and then what we'll do is we'll go into negotiation from the £10 and see how much we can get you. How's about that then? Right, Kelly, my dear, I have got an audio, but I think I've kind of covered it. I mean, with the audios out there, we might as well do it live, I can hardly live it. So, Kelly, I do believe you were trying to get in some 20 minutes ago.
I was, but it was worth the wait, Paul. I was just going to say, you know that guy who called in the gas surveyor man who rang, which is very funny all by itself. Well, when I was still in the house in Liverpool, I used to get these people knocking on the door all the time offering me free loft insulation. And I took a couple of these rogues up on their offer. You know, they got all these government grants to keep us all nice and toasty and warm and green and ecological and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, the first company, I said, oh, great, yeah, I'll have some loft insulation from you. And they sent someone round to ask some more questions about, you know, where I lived and what I did and all that sort of stuff. And then they disappeared and never came back again. And then the second lot, same thing. And so I kind of quickly caught on that this was just a data mining scam. I had lots and lots and lots of these calls. It must have been about six over the course of a year. So after the first three or so, I just told them, you're here to data mine. You're here just to gather personal information about me and this household and all this sort of stuff. And I've got a sneaking suspicion that they've upped the ante now to offering free gas central heating to people and things. And I think that's probably why that even though you've explained to them you don't want gas central heating, you want solid fuel, but they're still pushing it anyway because they're data mining. They're after your personal information and that all. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all. Not one slightest. I really don't. I know at one time I would have opened the door and I would have shouted, "See, Kyle, you Nazi bastards, fuck off." And but, you know, I have kind of changed my delivery somewhat now. I feel like more like a spider inviting in a fly. Come into my little humble abode, my little cheating, disgusted little friend. And you notice there, I really wasn't listening. Like I say, specific questions. He was asking specific questions. And, you know, where is it? It's on the internet. Oh, where does it cover? He said, "Fucking, have you heard of the internet?" It's like they're not listening. So yeah, I mean, there was part on the conversation today where she said, "Oh, well, you'll have to go into your local branch." I said, "I can't go into my local branch. I'm a one-legged chicken man from the planet Zargon. It's unable for me to do that. I'm an alien entity. I can't grind my presence onto the... You've seen what aliens do when they arrive here. People panic and run around screaming. It's preposterous. You can't expect me to go into the local branch." And she accepted it as an explanation. She accepted. And I'm not kidding. I've got this on video. I've got this on... I've got this on audio. I said, "I'm a one-legged chicken man from the planet Zarg or something. I made it up. It's going to me. As I made up the telephone communication devices that I was using was... The neon pulse, something ridiculous. The neon pulse, spatial dimensional communication device. She's stupid. They're ridiculous. Ridiculous, preposterous BS. But we're paying for it. We're paying for it. Every time. Well, not today, of course. Because Dark City hacked the bank on the telephone. We were successful in getting them to agree to pay us a minimum of £70. And my final negotiations with them, we were up to £85, plus the £135 that we initially was in the account, of course. I'm going to put that back, all of it. So, yeah, I think it was a great day. It's a great day. Small victory. I had to climb down from my £3 billion and my offer to give them half the interest on the capital that they made upon the loan that they actually give in the account. But when I actually got back on the phone and actually explained what had happened, the English call centre thought it was hilarious. She thought it was hilarious. Well, perhaps I'm exaggerating. She thought it was quite funny until I said, "Well, that's what they do anyway, isn't it?" Because it is. It's exactly what they do. "Well, and you, me doing it, why can't I do it? I'm not allowed to do this." So, yeah, I'm not sure Lee's actually joined us. I'm not sure which of the videos actually went on first. I'm actually hoping it was the first video, the first audio where I had a really good conversation with the lady about bitcoins and about how illegal the banking system was. And she's really cool, really cool. And she actually said I was boiling her brain for her. It's quite funny. They're actually on DC. Excuse me. When we're trying to get away from Satan's tongue stuck down our ear. So yes, we are slowly but surely moving away from posting everything on YouTube. I must apologise for that. My mistake. Of course, it's available at darkcityradio.com. So you can go there and you can get that. They will, like I say, we are still going to be posting some of them to YouTube, but we're cutting that back. I mean, they are all available. We don't want to support that monopolised propaganda machine, do we, really? So, doing our best to pull away from that. So, yeah, that was me geek news, right? That was me geek news, how to hack as a bank, right? Just know, right, that there are different levels of compensation and charge that you can get out of the bank. And regardless of whether you've got a problem or not, it should be your civil duty to take as much out of these murdering, thieving cheats as you possibly can. And, of course, most people haven't got the time to be able to get onto the bank and negotiate with them for 3 hours for £85. Okay, they haven't. And I mean, you say, well, that's ridiculous. Well, it's like it's over £20 an hour. I got over £20 an hour for negotiating with the bank. I think it's a reasonable rate. It's over £25 an hour. Yeah, that's quite reasonable. But however, well, many of us haven't got the time to do this. So, you know, you should do it for somebody else. I mean, no, you can do it. So, I mean, if you haven't got a problem, ring up and create one. It's quite simple. Really. So that should kind of make you loads of you. I mean, everybody who does this, I will guarantee you'll get £10. You'll get a minimum of £10. You'll get £10. If you're actually on the BE network and you're using BE, another tried and tested one, just ring up and you'll get half of your monthly payment back. Whenever you pay, they'll give you half back instantly. It works pretty much every single time. It really does. Yeah, a little bit of the old form freaking. Which one did go up first? Which one has gone up? Has any of these things gone up? Actually up, yeah. That's, now, was the first one the first conversation with the lady that's gone up? Do we know? I am trying to read the text. Is that bloody much? Oh, there's none up. Forget it. I don't know what I'm talking about. I did think they were up on the Dark City, but there's none actually up on Dark City yet. So they will be coming very, very shortly. And even the little bit about me being a one-legged chicken man from an alien planet, so I couldn't... And I'm not making this up. They just accepted that I couldn't go into my local branch because I am a one-legged alien chicken. Now, were you on the phone at that point, Lee? Have you all gone quietly? Are you not playing? He's all gone quiet, haven't you?
Sorry, mate. Hey, Bruce! Hey! I was away from the microphone. I was just listening to you. Yeah, that was good fun today, wasn't it?
Yeah, were you on the... for me, it was like a just use long acting silliness. And I can't actually remember who was where at what point. Now, you listened to the first recording, didn't you, of the lady at the bank who was completely taken aback by bitcoins and... Am I right?
She's flabbergasted. And then surprised, and she recognised who you were straight away when you called her back 3 days later.
Wasn't that...
What the complaint was.
Wasn't that amazing? Out of that. I mean,
definitely made your mark on her, and she remembered you, and she was a lovely girl, Emma.
Our girl, Emma.
Dark Radio introduces Emma to the internet.
Yes, Dark City Radio.
Dark City Radio.
Yes. So yeah, it was fun. It really was fun, and we did have a laugh with Emma. Emma understood our case, and she agreed with us completely. The bank have committed fraud, and we need to get put through to the fraud department. Now, what was weird is I did actually say to Emma, I suspected that they'd put me onto people who were less honest than she was. And I tell you what, kid, if you're out there, you wait till everybody, you'll know that what they actually did is was negotiated with me and then put me onto a poor girl on the telephone who then tried to negotiate the opposite direction and tried to make out it was my fault. Well, it can't be my fault if you've already compensated me for your own actions. It's too late. But they haven't told the girl that. They really haven't. So when you start to tell them things like this, it's upsetting. I mean, these people aren't. They're being lied to. You know, you can give them £15. You can give them £15. It's like, no, they've just already agreed to give me £70, Chuck. Are you trying to knock me back down? So they raise another complaint. And once that goes through another complaint, then the authorisation for the amount of compensation they can give you goes up again. Have a go. That's all I can say is have a go at this. I'm really interested to see. You know, And I will let you know how much I do actually get, because what they say and what actually happens are completely different. Completely different. So, yeah, I am really interested in how much you can actually do. Now, look, I'm not talking about I'm ripping off 20 grand off you and you getting £2.60 back. You know, I'm talking about, like, a percentage between the two. I mean, they took £135. I'm going to get all that back, and so far we're up to £85. All right? So, again, create the problem and then get compensated for all the problem that you've just created. Of course, the only problem is, with anybody, if you've dealt with your bank, is they treat people with different amounts of respect and authority. That's the problem, all right? That they treat people in far-off lands without dignity, without respect, and treat them, well, basically like shit. It's our responsibility to bring that back onto the onus here into Britain, not to have to get onto a stupid conversation with somebody in a foreign land. No, I'm not going to go at foreigners. I'm certainly not. Certainly not. Okay? What I'm saying is, if I'm dealing with an English bank, I should be dealing with a person in England, and it's their responsibility to deal with it here, at our standards, here in Britain. At our standards. Not paying me £15 for compensation at India standard. Or whatever it is, excuse me, it might not have been India, I do not know for certain. Listen to the audio. You can't tell, the audio's that bad, you can't tell what you're saying. There we go. There we go. Say challenger, a little bit of a fun challenge. How much compensation can you get back percentage wise? You know, I've got way over 50% there, and I was quite pleased with that. But again, we'll have to see. The other geek news is for you, we will have the other server parts this week. It's all paid for, we're waiting for it to come, and we have got the new no adverts stream. No stream at all. I mean, excuse me, no adverts at all on that stream now. Okay, or at least there shouldn't be anywhere. We're paying for it. We've had to pay for it. Two reasons. One, Caster, brilliant what they've done for us. It is supported with adverts. We've got a bit of iffy with that. I suppose you've got to pay for everything some way. You know, you've got to pay for it one way or another. And we were actually inadvertently giving our little numbers, gathering with all the other little stations, making lots of big numbers, and sucking Satan's cock again with the absence, and, you know, we're back where we started. So, a bit of a rabbit hole we went round. Do appreciate the putting it out there. I do appreciate that I'd sooner pay for it than being coerced into some dodgy contract with absence, which is Google. And as we know, Google is trying to swallow up the internet and market us into virtually everything. I mean, if you don't want a penis extension, a breast extension, or you don't want to download porn, you know, according to Google, then you shouldn't be on the internet. Okay, I'm being a bit radical there. But you get my point. You get my point. The media streams, you know, we've got to at least have a go at being independent from that. So, yeah, we've had to pay a corporate business of some description, £23, £24, $33 or something like that. I'm not going to go with the figures. A month to do this. But, however, it's double the quality. I don't know if you can hear that right now. You definitely can with music. I suppose you have to have quality to be able to hear quality, and I'm not quality, so it probably won't work with me. But you will be hearing it on the music. It's distinctly better, so I'm really pleased about that. And we're now unlimited. Although it says 1,000 on the stream, if we do hit 1,000 people on the stream, it's a doubt. But if we do, then it will immediately be uncapped. And I think it goes from 1,000 to maybe 3,000, 5,000, whatever. So, yeah, we've now got the capabilities of InfoWars. The largest independent in the United States. Great station, Revolution Radio. I appreciate what Nighthawk's done there, not what he's had to do in the conditions. He shouldn't have been put in those conditions to do it, but hey, under the conditions he's in, sort of brilliant job. Brilliant job. We are four times their capability now. Okay? I'm not knocking them, I'm just trying to give you an idea of what a cracking job you've all done in coming together here. On Dark City, you know, like what we are actually doing, how stable we are, how strong we are. We have took a few hits. Yeah, we've took a few hits, personal ones, as in group, you know, we have. But to quote Chris Sparky, we bounce back stronger every time. Stronger every single time. So, yeah, the weird thing is we weren't hacked or we weren't cracked or we weren't anything else, right? None of that went on. None of it went on. It just... No, but Castor is saying they were attacked. I just don't get all this attacked and attacked. You know, why would somebody want to do that? Maybe the Castor were starting to get there. And I don't know. I don't know if I do all that conspiracy stuff. I'm struggling with it. I am. Right, so yeah, we've got a new server. It's on the way. That's the backup server. We've pretty much got it on Linux. I haven't heard from Dan for a while, but what we will do is as soon as that server's put together, it's identical. It's identical. So we're going to mirror an image from it and bang it on the other server. Then we've got a backup server. We can start to do a bit more of the development. And then we're off Windows. We'll be off Windows then. Now, those two stay together, those machines. There'll be a third one then that'll be at a different location. And this is how I see the network eventually growing. Because we won't just be dealing with radio. We can deal with video, if necessary. We can have a library of information and data. The shows, which have already gone on. The interviews. The backstage stuff that doesn't get put out on air. How to actually set up the radio station. The permaculture information that's come through. We'd like to try and get that formed, a few photographs, a few PDFs, that kind of stuff done. It's going to take time to do this. But Jabba, who's joined us from Babylon Decoded, and Robo Ippy and Prajna, although working individually most of the time, have come together and are making this work. This will build a community with inside the Dark City. You'll be able to have your own chat. You know, one host will be able to go in and post theirs. It'll post it to the other host. Everybody will know about what's going on in the Dark City. You'll be able to communicate. You'll be able to have your friends list. You'll be able to bring people in. There'll be different levels so we can actually have people who can slowly move along. And by levels, I don't mean an hierarchical level. I mean, that's based upon your own personal ability. And whether you're a typist, you're an artist, you're a graphic artist, you're a speaker, you know, you're a musician, you know, or you're a thinker. You know, depending upon your position, your ability. And that hopefully will develop us together into what I considered to be almost a sharing of divergent ideologies, divergent thinkings. These are different, but not what we're currently doing. Now, this doesn't mean we have to rebel against the systems that we're in or the engineering or principles or techniques. It actually means we have the good fortune and the capabilities at this time to be able to step forward and try some of these alternatives. Many of them are going to fail. But we are now here where we can give them a go. Many of them are. It's a lot of disinformation. I suspect there's more disinformation out there on the internet now than there is actually good, solid information. So, yeah, thanks to quite a few of the team, we've managed to plough through that. We can't recommend what we are doing to anybody else. It is hard work. It's a lot more hard work than running on a normal station where you just give them the cash and there you go, you get on there and they give you 69,000 people, what's actually happening. Yeah, it is a lot more difficult. It does take a lot more time. We're not putting a show on, we're attempting to put on the full package. Right then, I have exhausted my little knowledge for you all, I think, currently. What have I got here? All right. Yes, you can help with the costs of stuff. You can do it in bitcoins or you can hit the donation button, which is hidden on the website. Okay, you don't have to. We're not asking for money. We'll always get by. We do. We don't ask for it. Okay? What it's there for is if you do want to contribute, you can. People are saying, well, do you need the money? My simple answer is, I'm a single guy. So's Jim. And the other guy who's actually helping us has got brain damage. So, yeah, we're not exactly rich, but it's not about that. It's not about that. I really see that. So, yeah, I know I'm not very good at that bit, but there it is. If you do want to help, you can help. There is a button to do so, but we really don't need you to. It's not a need to. It's if you want to, you are more than welcome to. If we suddenly get 28 million people all want to stick 10 grand in each and we don't need it, there are a few projects we want to get involved with. We want to get a satellite mobile capability so we can go to festivals, put a hotspot on and bring Dark City live and to festivals and gatherings and public events and so forth. We do, we would like to do that. So yeah, that's one project. But the main thing that we're all behind, really, like I say, if something does happen huge, then we will support Rick Simpson and this cure for cannabis. Let's find out once and for all, you know. Let's crush the skeptics, and you know, who knows? At least give people a better quality of life. So yeah, we can always spend your cash, okay? All your bitcoins. We don't spend a lot because we're having to invest them to keep it going nice and slow. If you do want to send it, yeah, that's a bit of an outline. And if you do want to get this on board and deal with this, you're quite welcome to. I'll give you as much information as I can on what we've done and what they are. So, yeah, the station roughly costs about £500 a year for the hosting and for the stream and for everything else. It's a bit of a guesstimate. Which is opposed to an equivalent site costing a minimum of $240 a month, and that's a minimum. And you wouldn't get a terabyte of storage capability in every single 24 hours a day podcast and so forth. It just wouldn't happen. So there you go. That's it. Have I done the show? Have I waffled for long enough? Anybody want to say anything? If you do, we can go on for another hour. If you want to chip somewhere in, please do. It's your radio. I'm going to make a cup of tea.
I'd like to say a big thank you to Lee for rendering, I don't know how many videos it was, Cam. Thank you very much, Lee. You've saved us hours of work. And there's some audio on, dare I say, YouTube that I think to watch. That's me, over and out, and I'm going back into doing audio again.
Nice one, Robot. Anybody else? Right then, I think we're about done, I think. Have I got anything down there? Am I missing anything? What's on your mind? Your mind is bitcoins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah. Carly, did you want to say something?
Did I?
No. Just, oh, right. Well, anyway, it's near near the end of the show, and it's just been nice to be part of this again. And thanks for all the people who are a part of it live.
Yeah, and thanks for listening, everyone, and lots of love.
Plenty of stuff.
Lots of love.
Yeah.
Come on, lots of love, ain't you? Loads of it. Well, we have got a few more minutes, and I noticed Phil's asking there about that. There's another way, really, if people want to do that, if they are mining bitcoins, and at the moment, if you have had a mine, and you'll see that the new technology's come out, they're not making so much, and one of ours is blown up. We're way down now, if you have been looking at that, because you can find out how much we are actually mining by looking at our Bitcoin address, which is available there on the website, www.darkcity.com. So you can look at that. And you'll notice we're making a hell of a lot less than we did. Again, mining, there's a lot more people mining, it's gone down. So if you do want to contribute that way, in that manner, because if we do work together, we can really make a difference. Then you can just set your Bitmining, your Bitmine to the Bitmine address at Dark City. And, you know, if we had 100 people all doing that, I mean, by the end of the year, we would pay for Rick Simpson to go to and do it. Literally. Of course, it could all crash and it could all fall. As I say, you've got to have a bit of fun with it. Don't go investing your livelihood in any of these things. Don't have a little bit of fun with it. We've been successful with that. We have got the time to spend on it. And that success we have used to fund Dark City. So... yeah, there it is. Is it the data currency of the New World Order? Yeah, probably. Is it a brilliant idea that could bring down the control that they've got over the banking fraternity? Yes, probably. I don't know for certain. I do know it's brought a lot of good people together. I'm thankful to me, to Stevie and Jim, actually, and Susan, Australia, who... if we hadn't have pulled together in those early days and made a little bit of a stand, and Nigel, of course, then, you know, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. So, you know, I'll give myself a pat on the back for that as well. So, yeah, let's be proud of what we've got, and don't defend what we haven't. You know, we haven't got now. I think the greatest strength we've got Oh yeah, come on, get in, prize. I think the greatest strength we've actually got here is that we all do it because we love to. No, not expect to gain anything from it. You know, what we gain is we're doing it. It's really good to do this. And I say, if you do want to go, get in touch. We'll get you on. It's a lot easier to do once you've had a few goals. Isn't it, Phil?
Just a reminder to everyone, it's lunar eclipse tonight. I mean, here it's cloudy everywhere and we can't see the moon. But if you can see the moon, go out and check the moon out. It's supposed to be some kind of eclipse.
Yeah, there was someone just in chat saying, moon, 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 go look.
So, right, brilliant. I will go out. But as you know, Prize, I live in northern England and obviously we can't afford an eclipse in the north, so I'd imagine it'd be all bad this evening. You know, we can't even afford blue sky in the north nowadays. It's, you know, poverty is terrible. Anyway, folks, that was the Dark City Show. We'll play you a bit of summer. And what am I actually going to play you? I am going to play you this, actually. I think I played it before, didn't I? I did. I played it before the show, but I'm not. I'm going to play you this. Because I just think it's brilliant. It's a Bostos new track. So I'll play you this and then we'll go back to the playlist. Stay in touch, folks. You know, it's always good to hear you. We had a great show last night. 26 people in the chat. And that's on the Skype chat. There were 40-odd in the chat room. You know, brand new server, brand new stream. It was really good feeling. Really good feeling to feel all that energy come together. A little bit heated at times, but hey. What does Patrick say? You've got to have a bit of an argument for the fucking warmongers.
There is no space between the lines of day and night. I wonder why the planet seems to move, although we don't deserve this roof. The moon keeps on doing its cycles while we live in madness. Sun is alive, surviving all disasters. Space between the lines of day and night collide. Space between the lines of day and night collide. The space between the lines of day and night collide. Through light of day and dark of night. Sunset chill until the breath of dawn. Through light of day and dark of night. We move against the will of those that will do us wrong. The will of those that do us wrong. There is no space between the lines of day and night. I wonder why the planet seems to move, although we don't deserve this groove. The moon keeps on doing its cycles while we live in madness. Sun is alive, surviving all disasters. Space between the lines of day and night collide. The space between the lines of day and night collide. The space between the lines of day and night collide. Through light of day and dark of night. Sunset chill until the breath of dawn. Through light of day and dark of night. We move against the will of those that would do us wrong. Against the will of knows that would do us wrong. There is no space between the lines of day and night. I wonder why there is no space between the lines. No space between the lines of day and night. I wonder why there is no space between the lines of day and night. I wonder why.
Hello and welcome to the Truth Movement Hotline. Press 1 for doom porn. Press 2 for disinformation. Press 3 to suck Satan's cock by monetizing your YouTube videos. Press 4 for direct contact with an agent of the Matrix. Press 5 for alternative media to restrict the cure for cancer. Press 6 to free yourself from the system by writing a letter to the Queen of England. Press 7 to hold an official organized protest. Or press 8 to blame someone other than your own stupid self for the mess this planet is in. Alternatively, tune into Dark City Radio at darkcityradio.co.uk or voice your opinions live on air by calling 0161 298 0298 if you live in the UK, or if you are calling from outside the UK, the number is +44 161 298 0298 or Skype us at Bob's Backyard. This call has been recorded for trading purposes. We have also tracked your IP address, and we have dispatched 2 agents of the Matrix. They will be with you shortly. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a nice day.